On Life and Technology, LG have announced and released onto the market, and they're rolling out to retail stores like our sponsors Harvey Norman, their 2017 range of televisions. And what seems to be the trend this year is it doesn't really matter how much money you've got, you are able to get much closer to the home cinema experience in your home with our building and actual home cinema than ever before. And I'm here with Tony Brown. He's the marketing manager for LG's home entertainment products, which is a very nice range of products this year, I might add. Tony, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm very well, Charlie. How are you?
Good. You've just joined LG, and I've got to say, you've come at a good time, because looking at your range this year, in my humble opinion, it's probably the most easily the strongest range we've seen before from you guys. But also, what I want to talk to you about today is you've got a real strong range in, you've got the OLED televisions, which as a business been really pushing over the last couple of years and getting some excellent results with. Yep. But you've also got this Super UHD range as well. So you're offering customers this two different format depending on whatever it is that they're looking to get. Yep. For you this year, is it the home cinema experience that you're going for and trying to put into people's homes with an LG cinema TV? Is that the correct outlook?
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. I mean, basically, we're really excited to be bringing this fantastic range of 2017 entertainment products to Australians this year. We think we've got a fantastic scope of products from our UHD TVs that have the new WebOS 3.5 operating system, which is so easy to use. You can basically get straight onto Netflix from your remote control, and Amazon Prime is now straight on that remote control. The apps on the smart TVs from LG are just so easy to use with the Air Mouse, so it's just easy to navigate. So Australians can really get that content very easily, even on our base model UHD TVs. But then you can step up to Super UHD TVs. And the key difference with Super UHD is that we have what we call nanocell technology. So it's tiny little 1 nanometer sized dots on the TV that effectively filter the colour coming through to give you a more accurate colour reproduction, just like the Hollywood producers have intended. That's what we've done to our Super UHD TVs.
So you've got the UHD, you've got the Super UHD, but also you've got OLED as well. You guys have done had some remarkable success with OLED. You've really positioned it as that premium television format, and I understand Australians have been responding by essentially buying a whole bunch of them.
That's exactly right, Charlie. I actually found out that Australia is the second highest per capita market in the world to take up OLED display. So only the guys in Sweden are buying more OLED TVs than Australians. So we're very happy with that figure, and I think we're also happy that Australians are embracing OLED technology. We believe, and we're certainly seeing it from a whole lot of journalist quotes and awards that we've won, that OLED technology is a step above the LED LCD TVs out there, because it's essentially got no backlight in it. The OLED display is perfectly black and it has millions of pixels on the screen that just look outstanding when they're against that black background.
For your event this year, and it was a good inclusion to do, you brought out from South Korea your chief engineer, senior engineer for OLED, Mr. Chung for OLED, and he was talking about the fact that it doesn't matter whether you buy the base OLED or the top of the range OLED, it is the same panel.
Yeah, that's correct. Basically, our 2017 panels come in the C7 model, which starts around $4,100 for the 55-inch panel, which is a really great price to get into OLED technology. And across C7, E7, and then we step up to our G7 signature range OLED, right up to our wallpaper OLED TV, it's the same inherent OLED technology that gives you that perfect black and over a billion brilliant colours.
You've also got, with OLED, you've got this one that you've nicknamed the wallpaper. I mean, and you've we saw that at CES and we're playing with it and looking at it. It's a stunning machine. Explain that to my listeners who haven't heard about this television before. I mean, with this model, it really is the premium end of the market.
That's right. Basically, the wallpaper TV is our flagship product this year for our 2017 entertainment range. It really is an amazing step forward in TV design. That OLED display technology effectively lets us put a 2.57 millimeter, which is about the size of a $2 coin, panel straight onto your wall at home, so you can mount it directly to your wall at home. And we have a printed circuit board cable that is capable of going in the wall. So you have to install that in the wall, which we'll actually do for you as part of our signature service, down to our integrated soundbar down the bottom, which is a Dolby Atmos powered soundbar. And we have the first TV in the world to have Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos actually integrated into that wallpaper TV. And the end result is not only a TV that looks just stunning, it basically sounds great, and with the OLED display and the Dolby Vision technology, it looks fantastic.
Now that TV will cost just over $13,000, and before you fall off your chair, remember that the early days, the very beginning of plasma technology when they first came out, it was about 10 grand for a plasma. So that premium end of the television market, the pricing has remained very similar across the years of release. Obviously the technology has improved, but in terms of, I also want to finish today's discussion talking about soundbars as well, because you're doing a lot of work there too, and soundbar for so many, especially if you're in the rental market, mean that this year especially you'll be able to potentially, you'll get this virtual surround sound experience without actually putting cables into walls and into roofs and things like that. Explain how you're achieving that.
Well, that's exactly right, Charlie. Basically, if you look back 3 or 4 years ago, you still had speakers out there that were cabled up or even wireless, but you still had a whole lot of speakers in your lounge room. People's tastes have changed. They want less wires, more freedom. And effectively, with a simple soundbar just under your television and a subwoofer, we're able to produce a surround sound experience with the help of our Dolby Atmos technology that maps sound on an object basis, not via a channel basis. So we can effectively put it anywhere within that room with the help of that Dolby Atmos technology.
It is going to be a phenomenal year. I look forward to hearing feedback from you, our listeners, as to what you think of these televisions and these soundbar technologies as well. Go into our local, or your local, Harvey Norman store. They are rolling out now. As I said, there are different prices for different models. Go in and have a look, and let us know what you think of the TV range this year. We'd love to hear from you through our feedback channels. And Tony Brown from LG, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Charlie.